It's still early, and young people are expected to be among the last to enroll in Obamacare. They have until the end of March. But if the percentage of people between the ages of 18 and 34 doesn't increase, premiums could go up. When premiums go up, more people drop out, and that's when you get the, quote, death spiral, when there aren't enough young, healthy people paying for older enrollees. The nonprofit Kaiser Family Foundation has studied this phenomenon closely and says New York's current 26% is near the worst-case scenario and estimates future premiums could go up 2.5% if things don't change. Jennifer Tolbert says they will. She's the director of state health reform at the Kaiser Family Foundation.
You know, we saw a huge surge in enrollment at the end of December, and, you know, the enrollment even through the first week of January for New York remains very high. And I anticipate seeing another big surge in enrollment in the month of March.
Kaiser has conducted surveys in these worst-case scenarios, which show that more people will enroll eventually. In total, 12% of eligible New Yorkers have so far enrolled in New York's health marketplace. About 80% of the enrollees qualify for some sort of government assistance to pay for the premiums. A statistic not entirely explained yet is that Long Islanders are making up a disproportionately larger share of enrollees. While the region only accounts for about 15% of the state population, they make up 21% of those so far enrolled. Charles Lane, WSHU News.